The feeling is the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. India, which ranks third in global deaths and second in infections, has registered a single-day spike of 94,372 new confirmed coronavirus cases, driving the country's overall tally to 4.75 million. The health ministry on Sunday also reported more than 1,100 deaths within a 24-hour period, taking total fatalities up to more than 78,000. The ministry is seeing a high rate of recovery, however, which it attributed to aggressive testing and prompt surveillance. But experts say India needs to test more due to its huge population. It's climbed to the second worst hit country behind the United States and is now testing more than 1 million people every day. India's parliament is expected to resume work on Monday with strict physical distancing. Parliament adjourned in March just before a nationwide lockdown was announced to contain the pandemic. And domestic air travel in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the global coronavirus outbreak, has returned to pre-pandemic levels, authorities say. The virus was first detected in Wuhan late last year, and the city underwent a draconian 76-day lockdown as its hospital struggled to deal with a tidal wave of cases that required the rapid construction of field hospitals to handle the overflow. Since reopening in early April, numbers of domestic flights serving the city, as well as the number of passengers, had recovered, according to the operator of the international airport in Wuhan. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton on Sunday defended the government's right to intelligence raids to prevent foreign interference after China condemned searches on the homes of its journalists working in Australia. Dutton declined to directly confirm that the Chinese journalists were questioned by Australia's intelligence agency in June, saying an investigation was still underway, but said there was some activity by the country's intelligence agency. The raids were revealed by China's foreign ministry last week in the wake of two Australian journalists departing China after questioning by Chinese police. Australia's trade minister said on Friday the agencies acted on evidence related to a foreign interference investigation. Relations between Australia and its top trading partner, China, have been deteriorating gradually over the recent years and have soured further this year after Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, angering Beijing. China has imposed trade restrictions on products, including barley and wine, prompting Australia to tighten national security tests for foreign investment. And Israeli police detained several protesters this weekend after thousands gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to demand his resignation. Netanyahu is on trial for corruption, but has ruled out resigning during the proceedings. He is also facing increasing criticism for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic. Weekly protests against Netanyahu over his corruption trial have expanded to include demonstrations against his handling of the health crisis and the resulting economic pain. Last week, Netanyahu announced overnight curfews on some 40 cities and towns hit hard by the coronavirus, but backed away from reported recommendations for full lockdowns after an uproar by politically powerful religious politicians. Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighter jets on Sunday attacked barracks and military sites of the armed Houthi movement in Yemen's capital Sana'a, Saudi-owned Al Arabiya reported. The coalition also destroyed four Houthi drones at Al Delmi Air Base north of Sana'a. The news source reported, citing some other local sources. There was no immediate official confirmation from the coalition, which launched airstrikes on two sites in Sana'a a day earlier. Those strikes followed a Houthi claim that it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital Riyadh on Thursday using a ballistic missile and drones. The coalition did not confirm an attack on Riyadh, but said it had intercepted and destroyed ballistic missiles and explosive drones launched toward the kingdom on Thursday. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.